Okay, good afternoon, everyone. Today I'm going to share with you how we can use this smartphone to estimate the tissue nitrogen content in floriculture crops. This is the work done by myself as a teamwork with other colleagues at Purdue. I'd like to start with why we are doing this project or why this project is important. We all know that nitrogen is one of the essential elements for the growth and development of the crops. If we supply the plants with a less amount of nitrogen, then the plants will show some deficiency symptoms as yellowing and stunted, as you can in the figure, at the poor quality crops. But even if you supply the plants with the excess amount of nitrogen, then all the nitrogen that you apply will not be absorbed by the plants, and most of the nitrogen will leach out simply from the greenhouse in the form of nitrates, causing the water pollution and other environmental pollution. This is just an example of eutrophication. So therefore, it is very important to maintain the tissue nitrogen at the optimum level in floriculture crops, and for this, it requires a regular monitoring. And there are many available techniques that from which we can measure the nitrogen content in plants, and some of the few examples are like chlorophyll meters, for example, SPAD meter. It is very popular in the academic field. However, it has some issues, like it is relatively costly. That costs about $2,500 to $3,000 per SPAD meter, and also it measures from just a small section of the leaf. So to get the good measure of the whole plant, you need to measure a different section of the leaf so that it can be time taking. And another popular method is laboratory analysis of tissue nitrogen. However, this method is also somewhat costly. It costs about 20 to 25 per samples. And if the grower has a large acres of the land, then he needs to take samples from different locations. That can be relatively costly. As well as to get the result back, it takes about 7 to 10 days. And for the floriculture crops, which are very fast growing, sometimes it can be very problematic. So what's the big problem over here? The big problem is that currently we have no simple, quick, and affordable techniques for measuring whole plant nitrogen status in floriculture production. Therefore, the objective of my research is to develop the smartphone or camera-based systems, which is quick, accurate, and affordable to monitor the whole plant nitrogen status in floriculture crops. And for this, I choose to develop the smartphone-based system because it is easy to use and it is less expensive. Also, nowadays, everyone has the smartphones in their hand, and if my technology can be used with the smartphones, then it will be readily adopted by growers and researchers. And this picture shows my vision, how I want to develop this technology. I just want to create the pictures, and I want to see the nitrogen status in the smartphone. So I'm working for this, and today I would like to share some of my preliminary work that I have done towards this big vision. So this slide shows the concept of my technology. My technology is based on the reflectance-based methods. We all know that chlorophyll absorbs nitrogen is one of the most important components of the chlorophyll molecule, and the chlorophyll molecule affects the light absorption. Also, about 50% of the nitrogen is present in the rubisco, which directly affects the photosynthesis. And if there is a bilu and the photosynthesis directly affects the red light absorption. So if there is a the plant shows some less reflectance, less absorption, and higher reflection, then we can know that there is some problem within the plants or there is some nitrogen deficit. So by looking at that relative absorption or reflectance by the red light of the plants, we can estimate the tissue nitrogen content in plants. And this technology has been used in conventional agriculture, but it is very limited in floriculture field. So for fulfilling these objectives, at first I need to build the hardware that can go with the smartphones. So for this, I also need to develop the hardware that needs to be cheap and commercially available. So I searched, looked in the markets, and I found this Raspberry Pi, which is the microcontroller. Along with this, I found this camera, relatively cheap camera to take the image. And I find these filters, which is one The top one is the red filter and the down one is the near infrared filters. I want these filters because I want to just capture this particular signature as that wave band for estimating nitrogen content. So by using these all components, I developed this custom-made smartphone-based accessory, which this costs about $100 to $150. I have also included the cost of individual components over there. And this smartphone accessory talks with the smartphone. And after the development of the hardware, I need to develop the software for taking the images. And for this, our visiting student Sang Lee developed the image analysis software by using the MATLAB for plant nitrogen analysis. And our IT administrative Kirby Kalga developed the software for Raspberry Pi using C++, Python, and PHP. So this slide shows the image processing, how the software does the image processing. There are the two images. One is red image and near infrared image that were taken from these two camera and two filters in this accessory, smartphone accessory. And the image processing is done automatically by the software. It's all automatic. And the image processing is done in two steps. First step is the segmentation step, in which the software takes this near-infrared image, which has a very contrasting background between the plants and the backgrounds. So it takes this near-infrared image as the mask, and it superimposes it to the other images, and it gets rid of the background so that we get measurements from just the plants. And after the segmentation is done, then the software counts the relative reflectance at each pixel area of the plants. This image is about 10 megapixels, and every megapixel it counts the pixel area and gives the relative average reflectance of the whole plant. And from that, it gives the whole average reflectance for both red and the near infrared image, and from that we derive this image derived ratio. So for my experiment, I selected four different varieties of poinsettia on the basis of their growth habit. To create the range of nitrogen levels, I applied five different levels of EC that range from 0.75 of low EC to 4.5 basis Siemens per meter. And we did our experiment in the split plot design, where our fertilizer was the main plot, and the varieties were randomized within those main plot. And this is the picture of one replication. For analyzing our data, we used ANOVA and regression procedure of statistical analysis of SAS. And the measurements we took were image-derived ratio, laboratory analysis of tissue nitrogen, dry weight, EC and pH of the substrate, and environmental data. So this is the results we have got so far. This graph shows the relationship between the image-derived ratio, which is on y-axis, and the fertilizer solution, which is on x-axis. And we found that the image-derived ratio linearly increased with increase in fertilizer solution. This result shows the relationship between the soot dry weight and the fertilizer solution in the x-axis and soot dry weight in the y-axis. And we found the Kalvy linear relationship between those soot dry weight and fertilizer solution. With the increase in fertilizer solution, soot dry weight increased up to some certain level, and it went on decreasing. And this is very important because we wanted to develop, we wanted to see the relationship from different optimum and suboptimum levels. This graph shows the relationship between the whole plant nitrogen content that we obtained from the laboratory analysis and in y-axis, and the fertilizer you see in the x-axis. And you can see that with the increase in fertilizer concentrations, the whole plant nitrogen content was increased. And I want to mention that in this graph, we can see that the whole plant nitrogen content ranged from like 20 to 60, which is a big range. And this is also required, this is also preferred for looking at the complete relationship between the two. And this is the next important result, which shows the whole plant nitrogen content and the image-to-lab ratio that we took from the handheld unit that I showed you earlier. And you can see that from this graph, it's seen that with the increase in image-to-lab ratio, the whole plant nitrogen content was also found to be linearly increased with the R-square of 0.66. And I want to emphasize that this particular graph we obtained from all the varieties. We pulled the data from all the varieties and plotted this graph. And if you look at the individual variety, it shows the range of R square like 0.65 to 0.85. But our intention was to develop one equation which can be used for all the varieties. That's why we pulled the data from all those varieties. And also this was taken from the whole plant nitrogen content, not from any leaf scale. So with this, I want to say that as there is the linear relationship between image-derived ratio and whole plant nitrogen content, yes, we can estimate the whole plant nitrogen content from this image-derived ratio. Yeah. And I want to emphasize that this data we got from the handheld unit that cost us about $100 to $150, and I think it's in par with other elements like SPAD meter, chlorophyll meters that is available in the market right now. And so with this, I want to conclude my presentation saying that the developed hardware and software effectively segmented plants and accurately estimated image-derived ratio. Developed smartphone or camera-based technology using affordable accessory unit can predict tissue nitrogen content of whole plant with reasonable accuracy. And the technology we built can be easily adopted by the commercial growers as it talks with the smartphones, and it's very easy for them. With this, I would like to thank my sponsors, and I'm happy to take the questions. Yes, that was a good question. Actually, before with this experiment, we did not only look for the nitrogen. We thought that the other elements also affect the chlorophyll, and we are measuring the chlorophyll. So we also looked for the different effect of different elements in our results, and we found that. The other elements were not contributing that much to the R-square. For example, if we get the results of like 0.5 R-square, then the partial R-square for nitrogen was the highest. It contributed about 90% of the R-square. And also, if there is like a deficiency in other elements and nitrogen always goes linear with other elements. So if there is deficiency in nitrogen and if we are applying nitrogen fertilizer, then it ultimately adds up the other element also. And that I think that works for other elements deficiency too. Thank you. Actually, we did the experiment in the greenhouse. Yes, the lighting condition affects the results. But as I said, for the image derived ratio, we took the ratio from near infrared image and the red image, and we are using this because we want to normalize for those, not only the light intensity difference, but also the size of the plants and height of the plants is different. So if we take the ratio from if there is less light, then the reflection at near infrared and the red both will be less. And if we kind of get the ratio for that, we think we can normalize for that difference. Thank you.
We'll have some more questions, so yes, thank you very much.
Thank you.